This is Passport to Texas. If you plan to go fishing, you'll need to bring along live bait, man-made lures, or both.
Let's talk baits first.
Steve Campbell worked in outreach and education at Texas Parks and Wildlife, specializing in angler education.
Nothing beats natural bait for catching fish. Some good all-around freshwater baits are curdled corn, hot dogs, and live critters such as worms, minnows, and crawfish.
If you're on the coast, you can hardly go wrong with using live shrimp. Whether you're a freshwater or saltwater angler, you need to keep your bait alive.
You've got to keep bait alive for it to be effective. Make sure you keep your bait cool and moist and out of direct sunlight.
Most anglers keep live bait in their coolers. Just don't get it mixed up with a tuna sandwich you pack for lunch. And if your bait came from a bait shop or another body of water, do not release the unused bait into the waters you are fishing.
It can interfere with the plants and animals that live there naturally. Dump the bait in a trash can or on land away from the water.
Tomorrow we learn about several lures and how to use them to your best advantage. We record our show in Austin at the Blockhouse. Joel Block engineers our program. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.